news in the everyday, me and you. The good news and shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news and shoes.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is continuing a vital teaching entitled, Changing Your Life. This message will revolutionize your life. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen. Welcome back to Victory is Assured. I trust you're going to have a great week this week. We've been talking about how to change your life forever, and we begin to get into some things that spiritually you can begin to do that will alter the course of your life completely. And it doesn't really matter what area it's in, spirit, soul, body, financially, or socially. This is the means of doing it, okay? And you really need to understand what we're teaching right now, because it will help you, one, to be consistent, but two, it will help you to understand the way that the Lord does things, the way He functions, and it'll help you eliminate some frustration. And we've begun to get into this, and if you will, go with me to Mark chapter 4 one more time. Now, and this is, he's told the parable, and if you look at 1 through 9, he's told the parable of the sower sowing the seed, okay? Then in verse 9, he makes a statement. He says, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. Now, again, if you think about it, all the people in the crowd, at least the majority of them, had these paddles on the side of their head that we call ears. So he's not talking about natural ears. But he's talking about if you're listening to what I'm saying, you need to make a decision to have an ear to hear. And so then verse 10, and let me just say this, you really want to get the most out of church. When you show up, if you honestly believe God sent you to your church, then you need to help your pastor out by showing up with the intention, I'm going to receive. I'm going to hear. I'm going to have an ear to hear. You determine that. The devil doesn't determine that. God doesn't determine that. Circumstances of life don't determine that. Pastor doesn't determine that. You know, a lot of times people don't realize this. How good a church service is has more to depend on the people than it does on the pastor. Because there's a lot of good things that could come out. This happened to Jesus. Jesus said, there's more that I would share with you, but you're not able to receive it. And so we, as the congregants, we can have a determining factor on what gets ministered. Are we opening ourselves up to receive? And so that's what one of the things that Jesus is talking about here. Now, he tells this parable, and let's look at this in reference to a church since we brought it up. So you're preaching this message to a church. Jesus is preaching the message to a church. Well, there's a large group of these people that just get up and leave, right? It's 5 o'clock. We need to get to Cracker Barrel, and it's lunchtime. We need to get home and get the roast out of the oven, whatever. And they didn't understand the message, but it's okay. You know, sometimes you just don't understand it, was kind of their thought. But then there was a group of people. In verse 10, it says, "But when he was alone, those around him with the 12." Now, I'm reviewing all of this. There's a lot more that I've said about this, and I encourage you to go to KurtOwen.com, KurtOwen.com, and catch up and listen to these things over and over again. Our partners, the people who support us on a monthly basis, make it possible for us to give you these materials absolutely free, and you should avail yourselves of it, and then pray for our partners for their continued success. And pray about becoming a partner yourself so you could help change lives all over the world. So he goes on, he says, when he was alone, those around him with the 12 asked him about the parable. Now, his next statement, people have kind of run the wrong way with. It says, to you it has been given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. Now, there's a load of people who try to say that this was just the disciples, but it was not. Because if you go back in verse 10, it says, those around him with the 12. So there was the 12, and then there was another group that hung around. Why? because they did not understand, but they wanted to understand. And that is an important distinction between those who did not understand and didn't care that they didn't understand and weren't going to seek understanding. They were going to go get lunch or whatever it is they were going to go do. So he explains some things to him, and then he says this in verse 13. And again, this is one of the reasons that we know this is important. Do you not understand this parable? How then will you understand all the parables? In other words, this is, for lack of a better term, the Rosetta Stone of the parables. This is what, as you study this, as you meditate on this, this will give you insight to everything that Jesus said and did. Okay? If you do not understand this parable, you're not going to understand the rest of the stuff that I'm teaching. Okay? And so that's the key to this. And so for me, one of the things, like I've said before, this is one of the passages of Scripture, when things don't appear to be working and they're supposed to work, then I go back and find out the answer. Now, by the way, a lot of times I can find out why something's not working in somebody else's life through this parable. You know, I see people, you know, we kind of talked about it last week, but I see people all the time, well, I just need this from God. Well, have you sown any seed? Have you sown any word? No, I don't have time. Well, then it's not God that's not withholding from you, but the entire kingdom of God functions if a man should sow seed on the ground. God, the sower, sows the word. You know, today we're going to give you an opportunity to receive Jesus. And once again, remember, Jesus was sown as a seed specifically so that the Father could reap you. He wanted you. So how did he go about receiving you? He sowed a seed. That's what Jesus was talking about when he said, lest a grain of wheat fall. They came to him and said, we'd like to see Jesus. And he said, lest a grain of wheat fall to the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it dies and is sown, it produces much fruit. Jesus was sown. He fell to the ground and died. But he produced much fruit in you. God wants you. So what does God do when he wants to head in a direction? He sows the word. Remember what it says about Jesus? That he was the living word. He was the word made flesh. Now, he says, so the sower sows the word. Not only that, let me just be clear. You know, we talked a little bit about the local church. If your church is not teaching you the word, if you are not, when you walk out of the service, even if you didn't like what you heard, right? Maybe the pastor was preaching on bless those who curse you, right? And you don't like that message. Right, I remember when I first heard that message, I didn't like it either. That does not mean your pastor isn't preaching the word just because it doesn't tickle your ears. You still need that. Same way you need broccoli. You can't eat Heath Bar Crunch Pie all the time, right? So the sower sows the word. Now, pastors, ministers, I encourage you, you need to lay hold of this as the foundation of your life and ministry, that you're going to sow the word. Okay, this is what you're doing. This is you with it with an intent to reap the harvest, right? That the harvest is going to be your people. This word being produced in the lives of your people, or in your ministry. The sower sows the word. Now these are the ones by the wayside where the word is sown. When they hear, Satan comes immediately and takes away the word that was sown in their hearts. Now this makes it sound like the devil's just a big bad devil and he can just do whatever he wants to and just run over people, but that's not true. Like, all of a sudden the word showed up and he just took it. Well, if he could do that, if he was that bad, he could just do that to anybody, right? But that's not what happened. Actually, if you go over to Matthew 13, and just as a review, let's just touch on this. 13, I think it's verse 18. He says, therefore hear the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away that was sown as his heart. This is the one who receives seed by the wayside. In other words, if you're sitting in a service and you don't understand it, right? And I know this is review, but you need to remind yourself this. You need to apply, even this very week, you need to apply yourself to understanding. You're supposed to understand the Word of God. People say, no, God's ways are past finding out. I have not seen nor ear heard, neither has entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for him. Go ahead and keep reading in the New Testament. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. Reveal what unto us? The things that God has prepared for us. He reveals this to us by his Spirit. We're supposed to understand Colossians 1:9 that we are filled with the knowledge of the Lord's will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. You're supposed to understand, okay? Now, the thing of it here is that there are a group of people. There's one denomination that they preach in Latin that they have entire services in Latin. People sit there the entire service. They don't speak Latin. The minister ministers in Latin. And so they walk out of there having no idea what the minister just ministered. That is wrong. Because when that happens, what's going on is that the Satan is able to steal the word from people because they don't understand. Now, again, I want to be clear about something here. The disciples didn't understand it. Those around him with the 12 didn't understand it. There was a difference between those, though, that didn't understand and stayed and didn't understand and went. The difference was this. The people who did not understand but wanted to understand applied their heart to understanding. Okay? So you need to understand in order to be able to get out of group one, you've got to make up your mind, I'm going to understand. I'm going to understand the word. And if I don't get it today, I'm going to get it. And when you pray, you need to pray like that. Father, in the name of Jesus, I don't understand this scripture, but I ask you to reveal it to me by your spirit. Have my pastor minister on it. Have, you know, Brother Kurt minister on it on the radio. But Lord, I need to understand this. Show it to me by your spirit. You need to make that determination that if you, even if you don't understand, you're going to understand. Now, then we started to get into the second group, okay? And in verse, let's see, it says, I was still looking in Matthew. I was like, where in the world is this? So, okay, Matthew 4. He says, now, this is the second group. These are the ones by the wayside where the word is sown. When they hear, Satan comes immediately and takes away the word that was sown in their hearts. We already covered that. These likewise are the ones sown on stony ground. When they hear the word, immediately receive it with gladness and have no root in themselves, and so endure only for a time. Afterward, when tribulation or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they are offended or they stumble. Now, we're going to get into this tomorrow. We already started to get into it a little bit last time, but you need to make up your mind to get out of group one, that you're going to be a person of understanding. But then you have to make up your mind as you begin to understand and as you get into the Word, you need to let it take root. The first part of the Word you need to let take root in your life that you become rooted in is Jesus Himself. He is the living Word of God. You need to accept Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. This is the way we all get in. This is the way you begin to understand. Please listen to Michael for this as he explains to you how. And remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
Kurt Owen Ministries wants you to know that God really loves you. He sent His Son Jesus as a substitute for you. He took on your sins so you would not have to pay the penalty for sin. He also took on your sickness, disease, and injuries so that you would not have to suffer from them. In order for you to receive these benefits, you simply must accept Jesus as your Savior and make Him your Lord. This is an easy and simple thing to do and will have wonderful eternal effects. Just believe that He is alive and that He loves you. If you want the power of the living God to change your life from the inside out, simply repeat this simple prayer. Say, Jesus, please come into my heart. Please save me. I believe that you are alive and that you love me and that you gave your life for me. I believe that because I'm asking, you are becoming alive in me right now. I give you my old life while I accept your life. I also make you my Lord. I commit to do what you say with the understanding that you will never burden me with things that I cannot do, but rather you lovingly teach me step by step. Holy Ghost, please also come into me now and empower me with the very power of God, the way that Jesus said that you would. Father, thank you for giving your Son and accepting me so that now I can actually call you Father. If you have just prayed this prayer, we would like to put a couple of things in your hands that will help you on your new life. Simply email the words, I have been saved, to saved@kurtowen.com. Welcome to the family of God.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and